Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
All right, so we never really got to the status report on the water challenge. How's everybody doing? I need to find a gauge. We're on a well, so there's no way to know how much water we're consuming. I haven't been able to calculate. We pay APS for the electricity to operate the pump to extract the water. And I need a counter so I could at least say, oh, if it's $60 this month, I must have pumped, you know, maybe it's 1,000 gallons per dollar. I don't know. So, but how are y'all doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I only challenge people when I know I can cheat my way to win, and I knew my Palaverdes and my Mesquites, which constitutes two of my valves, had gotten to the point where they didn't need regular water anymore, and I could just manually watch them. So I was simply going to beat and win the challenge by eliminating those, but we had a pride go up before the fall, and we had a little irrigation leak, and we went through 80,000 gallons of water last month.
Ooh.
Oops.
Oops.
But I was doing really good.
Yeah. Well, I've had
leak detection wasn't put in there, so does that count?
And it's amazing, you know, just a leaky valve. You know, I've had two now. I've had one in the front or one in the back. Finally fixed that. Now I discovered I got one in the front, and you know, it's just constantly seeping a little bit of water. Well, that's a lot of water over the course of 24 hours and 7 days times 4 weeks, you know. So that's another thing to check. Check your sprinkler systems. How much water? I live in a neighborhood where there's some common area in the general neighborhood, and it drains. The way our neighborhood was set up, that the water drains down the center of the street, so there's a gutter down the middle of the street, and it all runs and ends up running on a street, kind of goes by my cul-de-sac and dumps into a park, which is a big retention basin. This has a park in the bottom of it. And there's an area that has some common area. There's some patio homes. And every day they water, that water runs 2 foot wide. It's a half a mile long, and it makes it clear to the park. And
yeah, that's a shame.
It's just running. You know, their sprinklers are spraying out over the edge. And, you know, I'm constantly tweaking mine. I mean, it does get a little overspray, and, you know, it's just only so much you can do, but you really got to watch it. And they're wasting thousands of gallons of water.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's bring Greg into the conversation on topic of sprinklers. Good morning, Greg.
I wanted to ask a question. I have my sprinkler system in the front lawn, and the automatic controller that normally is on the side of the house isn't working right now. So I'm using the manual lever that's in that little box in the ground to open it up and do that. And that was working fine. I've just recently had some people come over doing some work at the house, flooring and things, and I don't know if something was touched or shut off. But now when I turn that lever, although I do get water to the front of that spout where I can hook the hose up and do that, the sprinklers do not pop up anymore. What happens is if there's water seeping out of where the sprinkler heads are, and when I try to pull up a sprinkler head manually, it won't stay up. So I'm wondering, could something have been shut off that's causing not enough pressure to go to those sprinklers? Or could it, someone said it could be a solenoid turned off or something? Any ideas on that?
Well, it could be a number of things. One thing you might check is the they may have, if you have water that goes separately to the irrigation valves from your vacuum breaker, there probably is a valve there somewhere that maybe they mistakenly turned down or shut off, so you're actually not getting any water to the valves themselves at all. That would probably make more sense if you had people working in the house and maybe they were shutting water on and off for some reason, that maybe they turned the wrong valve. It could be something in the valve itself, that, you know, repeated bleeding of the valve. If you're going into the valve box and turning that bleeder valve off and on all the time. You know, you may have just done something there. That's possibly a possibility. There's also a flow control valve. And then sometimes when people think they're bleeding the valve, they're actually turning down or turning up that flow control valve onto the valve. So you may have tweaked that. So you might make sure everything is opened up completely. My guess, it's one of those things. If somebody, you know, if it just happened, you're just not getting any water pressure or water to those heads to pop them up. And I would think it's pretty simple.
Okay. So, and that valve that maybe was shut off, that bypassed the water to the sprinklers, that's just a matter of turning that. And that would probably not be in the box underground, but that might be more up top where the pipes come out and everything. Is that more likely where those are?
Exactly. You should, where the water main comes into the house, where you probably have a hose bib there. There's a vacuum breaker, kind of a silver knob. There's probably some valves going into that or from that to your valves. I just go over there and make sure all of those valves are turned on all the way.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.